Leadership isn't rocket science. It's just really hard work. In a world drowning in leadership jargon and exclusive theories, the truth remains refreshingly straightforward. Leadership is about getting from point A to point B. It's not complicated, though it certainly is difficult. And most importantly, it's a skill anyone can learn. This democratization of leadership is perhaps the most powerful message we need today. We don't need more leadership theories. We need more people from diverse backgrounds stepping up to lead. Whether you're running a hospital ward, a small business, or a community organization, leadership isn't determined by personality type or expensive education. It's about creating opportunities, improving lives, and developing other leaders. The journey is uneven and sometimes unexpected, but that's precisely what makes it universal. Leadership isn't reserved for the chosen few. It's available to anyone willing to embrace its core principles. Leadership boils down to answering two questions: where are we now, and where do we want to go? The first requires brutal honesty. Examine your metrics and talk to frontline staff who understand ground-level realities. The second demands simplicity. Skip elaborate mission statements and create clear, actionable objectives. When Eddie Jones took over England's rugby team after their World Cup elimination, his vision was direct. We want to win the next World Cup. No corporate speak, just a clear destination everyone understood. The word best is powerful in setting objectives. It's ambitious and forces revolutionary change, while aiming to be better only leads to incremental improvements. Most organizations don't need unique visions. They need to execute common things better than competitors. Your objectives should resonate with teams and drive action rather than becoming ends in themselves. Ideas are common. We all have them constantly. What's truly difficult is selecting great ideas and turning them into concrete reality. While strategy matters, execution is where most leaders fail. As Peter Drucker said, ultimately all strategy devolves into work. The leader's primary role is getting stuff done, the most unsexy yet business-changing, career-altering power in leadership. This can be expressed mathematically. Leadership impact equals objectives plus strategy plus team plus values plus motivation times action. Without action, all other leadership elements achieve nothing. With zero action, your net impact as a leader is zero. Conversely, even with imperfections in other areas, being decisive and action-focused still creates momentum and change. Most people in leadership positions spend too much time prevaricating, which is why many fail. The honest leader must follow Churchill's favorite maxim, action this day. Facebook wasn't the first social media concept, but it succeeded through brilliant execution. Ideas can only be considered great once they've been executed excellently. When Lou Gerstner took over IBM in 1993, he famously said they didn't need more strategies. They needed to choose one and implement it. The most crucial step is making decision-making a priority. Colin Powell's 40-70 rule offers guidance. Don't act with less than 40% certainty, but don't wait beyond 70% certainty. It's better to act quickly and risk error than delay and be wrong by default. Leaders should shift their team's focus from fearing wrong decisions to fearing indecision. Smart leaders understand that lack of decision-making is more dangerous than occasional mistakes. Nothing builds team confidence like forward momentum, and nothing destroys it like hesitation. Accepting that mistakes and uncertainty are inevitable. The greatest error is making too few decisions too slowly. With 50-50 calls, remember that inaction is itself a decision, often the worst one. Ask a colleague, "What do I have to do to get on round here?" Their answer reveals your organization's actual culture, not the values plastered on your website. Most organizations display generic values that rarely reflect reality. A 2015 study showed 1/3 of FTSE 100 companies claiming integrity, respect, and innovation as values. This uniformity breeds cynicism, which grows with the gap between stated values and actual behavior. Traditional pyramidal organizations create dependent cultures where subordinates await instructions while superiors command and control. The result? Teams become less than the sum of their parts, slow and ineffective when real challenges arise. Nordstrom's one rule, use your best judgment in all situations, and Timpson's entrepreneurial model demonstrate how liberating culture transforms business. One measure of culture is how people behave when you're not present. Many entrepreneur-led companies stall because founders fail to develop teams that function independently. The solution is simple. When team members bring problems, ask, "What do you recommend?" This prevents responsibility transfer while still offering support, creating a culture of responsibility rather than dependency. Culture isn't soft and squishy. It's hard, like concrete. Initially pliable, culture eventually sets firm and becomes deeply embedded in an organization's DNA. To change it, you must physically smash the concrete through visible, decisive actions. Seating arrangements reveal underlying power dynamics and send clear messages about status and collaboration. Cultural totems serve as physical reminders that embody values far more powerfully than website statements. Sir Clive Woodward demonstrated this when leading Team GB at the 2012 Olympics by installing antibacterial hand wash dispensers at every doorway. The mandatory hand washing rule, enforced by everyone from athletes to officials, became a powerful symbol of equality, attention to detail, and shared commitment to excellence. Organizations should select distinctive values that drive specific, measurable behaviors. Replace vague integrity with actionable, "We speak up even when it's uncomfortable," or swap innovation for "We celebrate failed experiments as learning opportunities." These specific values create clear expectations for behavior. Leadership is like standing in a valley with hills on all sides. Every forward path heads uphill. Great leaders help their teams glimpse the summit without reaching it, as reaching the top means there's nowhere to go but down. The leader's job is making the climb worthwhile, ensuring team safety, and restoring belief when doubt creeps in. Professor Daniel Chambliss' research shows that talent is merely a story explaining others' performance while excusing our own lack of effort. Elite performers learn to love the process, finding peace in what others consider boring. Excellence isn't superhuman ability, but the consistent performance of mundane actions drilled into habits. Leaders must manage both their own energy and their teams. Being a radiator is draining, yet the leader must persist long after others have given up. Put yourself on your to-do list, near the top. Like airplane safety demonstrations teach, fit your own oxygen mask before helping others. Most leaders experience doubt, insecurity, and fear. The question isn't how to remove these doubts, but how to act despite them. Leadership isn't about being fearless, it's about moving forward despite the fear. No bullshit leadership isn't about having all the answers or projecting perfection. It's about focusing on what matters, defining clear destinations, making decisions, taking action, building empowering cultures, and maintaining energy to persist. Leadership is a marathon, beginning with a single step in the right direction.